Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singer Ajistafe. He will also be today's speaker. Today's discussion is Bless the Lord, O My Soul. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you, the listener. Before I start today's broadcast, we just want to quickly point out an omission on previous broadcast, which is entitled The Mongoose, the Snake Killers. The scripture in reference was 2 Samuel, which is by mistake, is supposed to be 1 Samuel, chapter 17. It's 1 Samuel, and we seriously apologize to our listener. Now we're going to today's broadcast, which is going to be the last broadcast for the year 2012. Just like the presenter has just said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This is just to emphasize our dependency on the great God, the Creators. Before I just start expatiate on this topic of today's broadcast, I would like to read this oracle so as to buttress the love of God on his creatures, most especially human beings. This is an oracle. It reads, last year, a 94-year-old woman died in Rome and left a fortune to a 4-year-old cat, a former stray. The woman didn't have children or heirs, as she became so attached to her cat that she left it an inheritance of $13 million. When we read this or we hear this, it sounds as ridiculous stories. But what is the decision of this 94-year-old woman? So our friend, the atheist, who professed that there is no God, the question still remains. If there is no God, why do we have to fight something that does not exist? If there is no God, why do we mourn for the loss of our dear ones? If there is no God, why the perseverance or the fervent effort of the so-called the atheists in just propagate their ideology? For today's broadcast, just like we just said, bless the Lord, O my soul. And with that story that I just read, if you are scripture thinkers, you can see, even in this modern day technology, or even in the olden day, man had servant-master relationship. And the love between the mother and the children is different from the love between the spouses. Why am I saying all these things? Does it really relevant to today's broadcast? Oh, yes. As a thinker and a philosopher and the listener, we want to know why we should praise the Lord, or why necessary live for me to praise Him. To link it to this story, the Holocaust just read to us. When we hear what this 94-year-old woman did, we think that this is a ridiculous story. What rights make me or the other people judge her? She was attached to a cat. The cat becomes alive. And therefore, when she was about to die, she has to release everything she had for a cat. And therefore, when we think, and when we just go through the scripture as a believer, we find out that the Bible established that man, human being, were created in God's image. But the question is, if God created human being, where is God? Then I will pose this simple question, this modern-day technology or modern-day civilization. What rationale or what logic is behind 94-year-old woman with $13 million refuse even to release his fortune to charity home or to anything than to release it to a cat 4 years old? Man is imprisoned by their senses of reasoning. Bless the Lord, O my soul. For a reader of the Bible, I have a similar story that is not as ridiculous as what we think is ridiculous about this 94-year-old woman. There was once a man who left the wealth of the ages to his sheep. When I say that, I'm quoting from John, the book of St. John, chapter 10, from verse 10 to 11. I just paraphrase it. In verse 11, he just said, "I've come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." In verse 10, he said, "I am the good shepherd." You know, why I'm so enthusiastic with the word of God and with what is happening is that you can relate the mind, the glory of God, with every natural phenomenon. Jesus, as a good shepherd, died so that the sheep can live. I do not know why a white woman has to leave $30 million for a cat, but she did it anyway. When we see that, it makes me to believe that the complexity of human mind is not out of Big Bang or sheer forces or anything that is human being can think except Creator, which is God. Then we just keep on going. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I take this text from Psalm 103. I may paraphrase it and sometimes just quote from other scriptures. But I just want us to be comfortable to know that human beings, no matter what we are being created. And when we are created to live in this planet, the universe, we are being subjected to a limitation. In as much human being in this flesh and under the electromagnetic force of gravity, mechanical force, whatever it is, we must obey the three laws of thermodynamics. Pardon me for all those things. What it does mean is that anything that has beginning must have an end. But because it has an end, there is something transcendent what this simple mind can just comprehend. Just like we cannot make sense from what this 94 years old woman did in Rome by releasing his all his fortune, not part of it. He just left all inheritance and she wrote a will. I'm giving it to my 4 years old cat, animal. When you go to this Psalm 103, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Then we think within myself and within ourselves, why do I have to praise the Lord for? You know, in Psalm chapter 8, from verse 4 and 5, he said, I'm just paraphrasing that, what is a man that you are mindful of him? Then he said, he was created lower than the angels. You know, when you want to emphasize or just look into that, angels are spirit beings. Man can decide that there's nothing like that, but you cannot rule out your emotion. Man can try to deny those things, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. A scientist once said one time, that when you keep on reasoning, sometimes you have to stop reasoning and come up with your own conclusion. And that is unfortunate. That is the deception that human beings, we are subjected to. Buddha said in his own theory and his disciples in the Great Thinker that everything about the universe is illusion. David was inspired by God. And he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I will briefly dwell more on the benefits. When we talk about the benefits, what are the benefits? The benefit of God is so much that He forgives all our iniquities. Let me tell you, when we talk about iniquities, every creature of human of God comes short of glory of God. But because of God is so great, He did not just erase us from this planet. In the confessionally warfare in this universe, between any nation or between any nation or the other nation or between tribal or anything, when you identify your enemy, you fight them both with psychological method and the greatest warfare in human being to defeat is a deception. Man has been living in their illusions. Because when you want to fight your enemy, you don't want the enemy to just have the same power that you have. Or you try to mislead the enemy. But when we think of this God, or which we don't want to hear about Him, think about natural phenomena. When the rain is about to fall, it did not fall on those people that believe God only. There are many people, they are billionaires, but they don't know about God. Even if you talk about God to them, they can kill you for that. But one thing you know, that this billionaire does not stop them from even committing suicide. We've seen some great leaders with power, but under another power, succumb to it. You will see those people who curse God see, enjoy the benefits of God. They may deny His existence, but we see that the mercy of God see abide. One thing I know, a billionaire that is just proud, thinking they were rich, is not independent of his power. The assertion of being rich is an illusion of fear. Poor man cannot survive without a rich man. Rich man cannot even survive without poor man as well. When you think of this thing as a conscious believer, we know that we hold everything to this mighty God, Most High, and that is why we have to press in. Because even as we study the system, the way everything was being made, we find out inequality is the motive force of the whole universe. Inequality is the motive force of the universe. Somebody asked a question. Why a human being has to commit suicide? Does that mean that it's those people that commit suicide who are the sick people? You know what I find out? Suicide proves nothing except that the soul is strong and independent enough to kill body for its own reason. I will repeat, suicide proves nothing, except that the soul is strong and independent enough to kill body for its own reason. Whether you are poor or rich, sane and insane, you are susceptible to feel suicidal, one or one type or the other. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. He keep going, he said, he heals your diseases. We might be thinking he's talking about headache. That is not headache. In the Bible, he said that they may see. Even in our society, we see some blind people, they do greater things than those people with two eyes. You know what I come to realize? The problem with human beings is that we think color is a thing, and color is neither in thing nor in the eye of the beholder. People say beauty is in the eyes of a beholder. That's correct. But when you think, when you talk about color, it is opposite. Color is not, or is neither in the things, nor in the eye of the beholder. Color appears when, for example, red and dendrite oscillations react on the red perceiving eyes. Be careful. We need to bless the Lord for this reason. For his many benefits, which are just enumerated few, the most important benefit is that we were created in God's image. We have the ability of intellect, emotion, and will. You know what surprised me so much about the power that ruled a fear of the man in this past election in this great country, America? A political party rest assured on their resources. You know, I think Bible sometimes say money answers things. Before, there is confidence that with what we have and our power can be manipulated. But you see, the hand of God. I'm not in support, I'm not the politicians, but I'm just trying to enumerate how God is God and why we should bless, praise him as a creator of him, for that enjoy all the benefits that I've just enumerated, forgiving us, healing us, with merciful, sustaining us, deliver us from oppression. I've seen many people that relies on occultic power. They have everything they could just think they can boast of. But yet, they were being caught up by ordinary person and their life being terminated. But the Bible said, it is better to trust the Lord, to put trust in the Lord, than put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in Son of Man. If you want to check this one, you can check it on Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9, or 7 and 8. God has been taking care of us, even when it looks like we cannot make it, when it looks like the enemy is taking over, when it looks like the manipulators, the deceiver, don't get me wrong. I've just said color is neither a thing nor in the eye of the beholder. And the government does not necessarily have to do the will of the people or the will of those people that voted them into power. Government always do the will of the government, no matter how you want to rationalize it. But you will see, when we put our trust in God, He's the only one that knows the way out. When you read Psalm 103, you will be intrigued with what the revelation that you catch up with it. In verse 7, He said He made known His way to Moses, His act to the children of Israel. You know, this tells me that, just like Pascal said, he said, and I quote, "The same mover who determines our action determines that someone opposes us. Since it is not our spirit which fights the foreign powers, but that one and the same spirit does the good and permits the evil, the peace of our soul cannot be destroyed." Listener to this broadcast, it is good for us to bless the Lord. We are not better than those people that have been shot and died. Now, we are not even 1 year. We don't even have nothing like that. Or those people that have been falsely accused. Or those that the big collector, the creditors, the scavengers, whatever you can call, or the diseases they have become the victim of. But He's been merciful to us. He delivered us. He redeemed us. You know, He said, He redeemed our life from destruction. He crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfied our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. And the Lord executed righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquity. You know, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is mercy towards those who fear Him. As far as the east from the west, so far as He removed our transgression from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Listen to this broadcast. I implore us as from today to exercise the act of praising the Lord. Let your soul bless Him for His all goodness. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you for the listening.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in for another broadcast on January 6, 2013, on which the topic will be the Lord's Prayer. That will be held at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.